This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
She's the head coach, women's head basketball coach at Iowa. Lisa Bluter in her 24th season as the Hawkeyes head coach. Kind enough to join us. Coach, how much sleep last night?
Not a lot, and that's okay with me.
The voice sounds like you were coaching. That's a coach's voice right there.
Yeah, it's a coach's voice in April for sure. A little gravelly, but that's okay. It's working, and that's all that matters.
What did you learn personally from the loss last year in the title game to LSU?
You know, I really learned what I learned the most about being in the Final Four last year and being in that game was the amount of – this is going to sound like the amount of rest that you need. It's just like, it's so tiring going through this process and in the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight to the Final Four. It's extremely exhausting, and just making sure that we spend less time on X's and O's and more time on recovery and rest.
Well, that's what I marvel at, that you see these scores, you know, it's Kobe, it's Allen Iverson. Every night they have to go out there and have more energy than the opposition. And that's another thing that amazes me about Caitlin. She doesn't come out of the game, and you're playing at a really fast pace. How do you kind of coach her so she's not her own worst enemy?
Well, you know, we play like that all the time. And, that, you know, it's not like we just started playing like that now. We've been playing like that for years, and that's her style. She loves it. She's comfortable with it. Believe me, she never wants to come out of a game. If I try taking her out of a game, it doesn't go down so well. So she wants to be on that court.
Explain your tempo, and how do you get to the game to your tempo?
You know, we just try to push hard on every rebound. Anytime that we have the opportunity to get a stop, it's going to result in us being able to push. And it's just a philosophy. I love getting down, and we'll take some bad shots out of it. Some people get so worried about, you know, they have to have the perfect shot. We're going to take open threes and transition. And, yeah, you might have a few more turnovers. I can live with that because I think it puts so much pressure on the defense over and over again, and it wears on them by the fourth quarter.
When's the last time you yelled at Caitlin?
Probably last night. I haven't seen her yet this morning, so not yet today.
Wait, how could you yell at her after last night's game?
Because she's Caitlin. Got to keep her humble.
Okay, explain to me when you call technicals in practice on her. What is the message you're trying to send to her?
You know, we bring in officials to, you know, and they're not like Division I officials. And we bring in officials to work our scrimmages, and sometimes they get a little bit more intimidated of her than they should, I think. And so, yeah, when she acts up in a scrimmage, I'm going to tee her up because that's the only way she's going to learn, right? I mean, she has to learn to control her behavior and control the controllables. Officials are not a controllable. Don't bother trying.
When did you give her the green light to shoot whenever from wherever?
Probably when she walked on campus, because she was capable of it. You know, it's our dunk, right? I mean, it's something that nobody else can do in our game, probably men or women, and she's fearless. And so, I mean, she was doing this right from the beginning. But actually, her range has increased as she's been in the weight room. You know, in her freshman year, she's pretty scrawny. She's still kind of scrawny. But, you know, now she's got a little bit more muscle on her, and that's helped her shot range as well.
Okay, 24 years in the sport. If I would have told you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you're going to have a transcendent player. You're going to have a Steph Curry. What would you have said?
Thank you. I mean, honestly, everybody when they're recruiting, oh, she's the, you know, great player. Everybody knows she's a great player, right? Everybody knows that. But to me, it's like nobody can predict that somebody's going to become this good. And if they say they predicted it, that's hogwash. That's not happening.
What kind of relationship do you have with Gina Auriemma?
You know, a friendly relationship. We're not like close friends or anything like that, but we spend some time together with USA basketball and things like that and on the recruiting trail, but not somebody that I've, spent a lot of time with.
What was the message at halftime last night when LSU ties it up right before you go in?
Yeah, it was, hey, tie game, 20 minutes, you know, and we thought they were getting tired at the end of that second quarter. So let's come out with a lot of energy. I thought our team did. I thought our team started the first and the third quarter with great energy and kind of took control of that game right off the bat. You know, when Caitlin comes out of the locker room, she's got that look in her eye and she hits that deep three in the first possession. I thought, okay, things are going to go okay.
Looking back on last year's title game, correct me if I'm wrong, but it felt like LSU got into her more. They were more physical. They were putting a hand in there. And then you had Haley Van Lith this time around. And how surprised were you that was their strategy against Caitlin?
You know, I thought Haley did a nice job of keeping her in front of her. It was, you know, we had to give her a lot of ball screens to get her to the rim. I think I was surprised she got to the rim so easily in the first quarter, and then they kind of adjusted after that. But I thought Haley did a nice job on Caitlin, but I think it was a more physical game last year.
Yeah, it just felt like they were going to try to frustrate her. I don't know if they even got close enough to frustrate her, because it felt like last year she was maybe taken out of her game a little bit.
Yeah, and I think she got married to the three too much last year. She took a lot of threes last night, but last year she wasn't making them, and she just kept going and going and going. And we tried to encourage her in the first quarter, get to the rim, get some easy ones first. I thought she did a really good job of that in the first quarter.
You're looking at these crowds, though, and Coach, you're seeing young girls there with their parents showing up early, wearing jerseys. I mean, I wonder what the impact, I mean, Caitlin's impact in 10 years from now, 7 years from now, 5 years from now, what do you think it's going to be on the sport?
I think there's a lot of little girls and little boys out in their driveways this morning trying to shoot like Caitlin Clark. And I think that's just so good for our sport. It's, she has come at the very right time with the NIL, with social media, with all the television coverage. She has come at the perfect time to help this sport explode. And I think she's going to have a long-lasting effect. And the next generation is coming up. We got great players coming up around the country that are young, and they're just going to take it from here.
I did ask her last year, I said, are you given any thought to staying an extra year? And she said, yeah, because I love it so much. With NIL, like, you know, she'll still make the endorsements, but, you know, the NIL is still playing. Did you have any conversations with her about going to the WNBA or, you know, maybe coming back for another year?
Yeah, absolutely. I had conversations with her. I had conversations with her parents. We obviously wanted her to come back, right? I mean, that was a no-brainer for us, but, it was a hard decision for her, and she looked at it as a win-win situation. And I think she's at peace with her decision to go to the WNBA, and I'll be her biggest fan there.
What's the schedule this week?
This afternoon, we're heading to Cleveland. So we're going to go out and have a nice team dinner tonight, kind of get ready for our scout tonight. I haven't even started that, but we'll have that ready for the team tonight. And then a couple of practices and a lot of hoopla that goes on at the Final Four that's fun, but can also be really taxing. So we're going to be careful of that this year.
Do you have advanced scouts that were at the UConn game?
Not live, but we've been working on them. We had scouts ready for USC and UConn, and so we're prepared.
Coach, congratulations. Have fun in Cleveland.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Let's go, Hawks.
That's Lisa Bluter, the Iowa women's head basketball coach in her 24th season. Got that coach's voice this time of the year.
It's a voice.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
He's been one of the stars of March Madness. He's DJ Burns Jr., the NC State forward. Next for them, up for them will be number one Purdue in the Final Four Saturday at 6 o'clock from Arizona. DJ, good to have you on. If I would have told you a month ago you'd be in the Final Four, you would have said what?
If you let me tell it, I'd say we would have been there.
What would your teammates have said?
They would have said that we'd be getting ready for spring workouts.
Okay, how did this team lose 14 games?
Man, our defensive connection just wasn't there at first. You know, we had it sometimes, and we showed a glimpse of what we could do, but it didn't really hit until the tournament where we just locked in.
But, you know, it's one of those where you play five games, five nights. It's almost like it was do or die, that if you had – you're already playing tournament basketball in the ACC tournament, or at least it felt like that.
Oh, man, it was crazy. Yeah, we lost the game. It was we would be done right now. So those guys just decided they were going to give it literally every single thing they had left.
How did it feel to beat Duke to get to the Final Four? If I would have said you could have beaten anybody else or you could have beaten Duke, would you have chosen another team?
Honestly, it wouldn't have mattered to us, but it definitely does feel good to be come out on top in Tobacco Road for the last two games against those two teams.
I did like that when you beat Duke in the ACC tournament, somebody said to you, "Hey, the fans were rooting for you," and you said, "No, they were rooting against Duke, rooting for us just to beat Duke. It wasn't necessarily for NC State." But do you feel like an underdog still?
We never felt that way, but that's just how we're supposed to feel. But I think that title is past us now.
How would you describe your game if somebody hadn't seen you play?
I would say more of a back to the basket defender who has the ability to face up as well, but a good passer and a good teammate.
Who do you model your game after?
I wouldn't say I model it after anyone, but I used to watch a lot of Hakeem footwork growing up just because, that was something my father told me would make me different. So I went ahead and, ran with it.
I was going to say your dad had to turn you on to Hakeem because you're not old enough to have seen Hakeem play, but his footwork was his special. He had like point guard footwork.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We tried to hop on that early. I unfortunately didn't have the, point guard body type, but the footwork is there.
Okay, but your body type allows you, like it felt like you were just saying to Filipowski, there's nothing you can do. Like, right? You get the ball down low?
I just try to take advantage. Yeah, I just try to take advantage of whatever he would give me, He's a great player, so with someone like him, you got to find where your niche is and get some angles on him and try to have an advantage.
Are you starting to feel famous?
Sadly, yes. Yes, sir. I do like it, but sometimes it can be a bit much, especially at a time like this.
Okay, give me an idea of when it's uncomfortable being famous.
It's really just, certain things, require you to be on camera at all times. And, I have an outgoing personality, but I don't necessarily want to be broadcasted at all times. But, I understand that that's what comes with it. So I'm kind of learning to accept it.
Okay, but you're a musician. So if you're going to be a musician, you got to be out in front of people. Are you more comfortable with that aspect of being in front of people than you are playing basketball?
Oh, no, sir. Playing basketball is not the problem. I'm more talking about, walking through the hotel and being on the bus. And sometimes in my room, the cameras just tend to follow when you're, a trending topic at the time.
What's it like walking across campus?
Oh, man, it's getting crazy. Just all the love, a lot of support, it feels good to be able to, bring this back to Raleigh. Bring some wins in for them.
Have you had a teacher ask for an autograph or a photo?
Several, yes, sir. I probably get at least 10 requests a day for that right now.
Oh, all right. Where did this football thing come from? Maybe trying the NFL if you didn't make the NBA.
I think that just comes along with, our team being trending right now. They always find something to talk about, and that just happened to be one of the topics.
Yeah, but you want to play in the NBA, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Okay. If you don't make it, would football be something that you would at least think about playing?
I'll probably explore some other options with basketball first before all of that, but I'm not a closed-minded person.
That's the right option or the right answer there, because if you can't play in the NBA, then can you play overseas? But it just felt like it came out of nowhere, and I thought it was April Fool's joke where they're like, "Oh yeah, NFL teams are interested in you." But have you heard from anybody? NFL?
No, sir.
Nobody.
Not from me. Not to me directly.
Okay. Well, it's been fun. Keep smiling. Have you played somebody as tall as Zach Edey?
Maybe a little closer, but not that tall.
How do you prepare for somebody 7'4"?
I won't give that away, but just know we're coming with the game plan.
Okay, do you have a team manager stand on a chair with a broom? And then that'll give you an idea of how tall 7'4" is.
Yeah, they have the little, I forget what they're called. I think it's like the little pro skill stick or something that makes them able to stretch up real high. So we got some work coming in for it for sure.
With Zach Edey's face on it?
Nah, I'd rather his face not be on it.
Congrats on the success. It's been a wonderful story, and good luck with your future there, DJ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
That's DJ Burns Jr., NC State forward.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
He's the head basketball coach at Connecticut. They've got Alabama coming up on Saturday. Danny Hurley back on the program. When's the last time you shot hoops?
Yesterday.
How'd you do?
Well, the half court shots and the three quarter court shots. I got off to a slow start, but my threes and my free throws and finishing over my son and the managers was pretty sharp.
Okay. But have you put on a clinic before? Are you the best? Were you ever the best shooter on your team?
I was. I was the best shooter in high school. I was the best shooter in the Hurley house too. You know, growing up, not non pressure. I had trouble thinking. I had trouble taking it from the country village courts to, you know, the big stadiums.
Okay. But did Bobby give you grief, though, when you're having shooting contests that he knew that he could get to you?
Oh, absolutely. Bob was a master. Bob was a master at the art of mental warfare, and was an incredible ability to get under your skin and to get you mad. And there's no better competitor than that man.
But did you adopt some of that? Do you take that into your coaching philosophy?
Oh, absolutely. I think just growing up in the family, there's there's aspects that you find out about yourself that now you see some things from your dad, some things, you know, from your brother that rubbed off on you, you know, positive and negative. you know, the intensity, the passion, the competitiveness, I think the endurance, you know, the there's also empathy.
Does tough love still work in college basketball? Well, it's working for you. Would you describe it as tough love?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, tough love, honesty, you know, but I think the players will only allow that tough love and that radical, brutal honesty about where exactly everything sits with them, both in their career, their value, what they're bringing to a team. If they know that you do love them, you have a real relationship. They know that you pour everything you got into them in terms of time and in terms of, you know, just giving them everything you got. But then you also, you know, you got to have old souls. You got to have kids that have old school parents, old school high school coaches that are going to support you when stuff starts to go sideways.
And you brought this up before, looking at the model that you guys have, the blueprint, and that you've sort of based this off Jay Wright with Villanova. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, culture. You know, the style of play is different at both ends, but from a cultural standpoint, that's the gold standard.
Do you watch the games last night?
I did. I especially was focused. I caught the second half of Iowa and LSU because I spent a dinner with Kim Mulkey last April, and but I was locked in on my Huskies. let's go, Gino.
Who's more intense, you or Kim Mulkey?
She's intense. She got at my neck, man. I wasn't. I knew her. I knew of her. I knew her, you know, the whole deal, all of her success. But it hit me like a tidal wave when I met her. She was intense.
But how did it surprise you? I mean, you've seen her before when she coaches.
Yeah, but, you know, generally when people meet me, they say, or at least my wife tells me, that her friends always say, I didn't think he'd be normal. He seems like a pretty normal guy away from his work and in just regular settings. But I didn't see that with Coach.
She had no off switch, is what you're saying?
Not that night.
But do you ever have your dad or your wife who might say, hey, you know, slow down or calm down, or anybody sort of the lifeguard on duty with you?
Yeah, I think, you know, me and Bob, you know, my dad doesn't have credibility because he modeled being a monster most of my life. So, like, that's do what I say, not as I did type of situation. Bob, I think me and Bob try to talk each other off the ledge, so to speak. But, you know, the weird thing about us is, like, we're never both down or up at the same time. So it's like when one of us is playing well, the other one's struggling. So, but we support each other. It has to be my mom, my wife, and then the agent sometimes will step in if, you know, if I'm over the top, obviously getting into it with fans on the way out of arenas or maybe too much with the referees, then the agent will come in and say, hey, you're going too far.
We're talking to Dan Hurley, Connecticut head basketball coach. Wait a minute, your dad was a model monster on the sidelines? Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he used to go up in there if people were yelling at him and, you know, flipping him off or, you know, catcalling him. You know, I've witnessed on more than one occasion, at least two or three hard steps into the bleachers. I've never seen him, you know, yoke someone up, but, you know, my dad is one of the greatest coaches of his generation. I mean, he was a master, and he mastered as many things as possible, but his intensity is absolutely legendary.
If I hadn't seen UConn play, how would you describe your style?
I think it's aesthetically, you know, pleasing. You know, we'll play with pace in terms of getting up and down with teams that want to run. You know, you see, I think, at the offensive end, like the ball movement, moving players, moving an approach to offense where, you know, we're just trying to get two on the ball and let the defense tell us where the ball needs to go next. We haven't shot it well yet in the tournament, so I'm excited for us to shoot it well in Arizona. But I think we shoot threes, we dunk, you know, we get on both backboards, you know, we defend with intensity. Our bench is live, not just me. We just bring an energy to the arena that I think is old school in terms of the culture.
What was it like first time you met Bill Murray?
Surprising. Just every time you meet him, I think he's in a different, his personality is maybe in like a different place. Sometimes he's funny. Sometimes he's super laid back. Sometimes he's fired up for the game. I was surprised how much film he watched with us last year during the March and April run. I was surprised that he loves ball that much. He was watching like six or seven, San Diego State games.
Wait. He's in film with you?
He was last year in Houston. And, rumor has it I'm superstitious. So I was surprised that I let him stay in the room because he had never been in there. And usually I'm trying to remove newcomers, especially when it's going good. But he's such a big star. And Luke's been so critical to my success, I don't want to throw his dad out.
Yeah, Luke Bill's son is an assistant with Danny. But, this whole idiosyncrasy, superstition, have you seen somebody for it?
I've been bounced around. No one's consistently kind of kept me under their care. I think that once they start to, hear about all these things stacking up, they lose. I'm like a hopeless cause, I guess, for them. I find it to be... I don't know. I look at it like it was like Steve Jobs would wear like a jeans and a white shirt, or it's like I don't have to make that many decisions about what to do because a lot of my superstitions just kind of line me up to the game. Like I don't have to pack or figure out what I'm packing for this trip because I'm bringing the same exact stuff that I brought to New York for the Big East tournament, that I brought to Brooklyn for the first two rounds, that I brought to Boston for the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. So the positive part is I don't have to make a lot of decisions. I just bring everything I brought.
Your wife doesn't go crazy with this?
She's half Greek. She's half Italian. She's from Jersey. Her parents were born in Jersey City. Like if there was one person on earth that was absolutely made to love and manage me and to keep me upright and functioning at a high level, it's Andrea Hurley.
I don't know if you read the UConn magazine that comes out monthly, but I have a guy here on my staff, Marvin, who went to Connecticut, and he was featured in there. So I don't know if you saw it. I'm guessing you didn't. I don't want to spoil it for you if you haven't read the article, but if UConn wins the national title, could I get Marvin maybe in the parade?
Oh, absolutely. I know Marvin. I see Marvin's mom all the time, too.
Oh,
yes, that's right. Yes, yes, she's everywhere.
Marvin's mom all the time in Hartford and all over the place. So, Marv, I can't promise you you're going to be on float 1A, but I could, I think that there's float 1B. I could definitely hold you a spot.
Oh, I'll take it. Me and Klingon, yeah, of course.
Oh, Klingon's going to be on 1B, huh?
Oh, no.
Hey, he might be on 1A.
I guess. Marv does not understand.
Yeah, Marv, you got to know your place here. You got to know your place there.
So 1B.
Support staff.
All right, bet. I'll take
not
it.
The main characters.
Oh, I'm taking it.
Hey, great to catch up with you. I got a chance to spend time with your dad last year at his condo. And I walked by, and my son lived in the same building. He goes, hey, you know Bob Hurley? I go, yeah. He goes, he lives right there. I go, wait. The coach, he goes, yeah. I go, how do you know Bob Hurley? He goes, Dad, that's Bob Hurley. He goes, I'll knock on the door. Knocks on the door. Your dad comes to the door, and your dad goes, holy bleep, let me put my teeth in. So I walked in and spent probably 45 minutes with your dad just talking. And it was wonderful because he was laid back. He might have been watching Judge Judy by himself, and we just talked basketball, and it was fun. It was a great experience to just have him talk, whether it's high school, college, how he raised those kids, how he raised you guys, what it's like to coach now, transfer portal, you know, all of those things. So had an enjoyable time. So
yeah, he's still coaching. You know, he's still runs his program after school, and he's still coaching 5 days a week. And I'm glad that he moved on to Judge Judy, because I was watching Gunsmoke for a while, and that was kind of was freaking me out a little bit.
Good luck. Great to talk to you, and thanks for joining us.
Dan, thanks, man. Pleasure being on.
That's Dan Hurley, Connecticut head basketball coach, and they got Saturday, they face Alabama.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.